All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 130. Learning today is sponsored by Ruby Kaplan in memory of her mother, Ruth Devorah Bas Moshe, and by Ernie Levy in memory of his mother, Ruth Bas Shmuel, Tehenish Masam Tzur B'Tzurah Chaim. Okay, we'll do a Chanukah question, and that is for Erev Shabbos Chanukah. What is the correct order of lighting the candles between Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles? I'll put it another way. Do I have to light my Chanukah candles first? What if I light my Shabbos candles first? Can I still light my Chanukah candles after that? So I think the halacha is well known, but some of the rationale for it might be lesser known and some nafkaminas that could emerge, and we'll try to uncover all that right now. So what is the deal? What is the correct order of lighting Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles? And again, must I light my Chanukah candles first? So the answer is no. It is a machlokas in the Rishonim what the correct order is. The Ramban says that we should actually start with Shabbos candles because of the principle, tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodem. When you have two mitzvos in front of you, you always start with the more common mitzvah. In this case, that would be Shabbos candles. The Bahag argues in the Ramban, and he says, what do you mean? Once you light your Shabbos candles, you have now accepted Shabbos for the whole bias, and you're no longer allowed to light your Chanukah candles because it's Shabbos. So what does the Ramban think? Obviously, he's not going to tell you to light Chanukah candles on Shabbos. The Ran explains that obviously the Ramban doesn't think lighting Shabbos candles is an automatic acceptance of Shabbos for anyone. And there's a logic to that, Duran says. Like, why it seems kind of arbitrary that what? Just because I did this preparatory act for Shabbos, namely lighting Shabbos candles, that should accept Shabbos for me? Why not say when I finish taking my shower, I've now accepted Shabbos? When I finish putting up my challen, that accepts Shabbos. Like, why of all preparatory acts prior to Shabbos, does this one lighting Shabbos candles automatically accept Shabbos for me and my whole household? So that's the opinion of the Ramban. It doesn't. And therefore, you actually should start with Shabbos candles because they are more common. Okay, who do we follow? How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach Gimel Yud brings down both opinions. First, he quotes the Bahag that whenever, we know the mitzvah of Shabbos candles ideally is for the woman of the house. So whenever the woman of the house lights the Shabbos candles, that accepts Shabbos for everyone. Unless she makes a tanai, unless she makes a condition that she's not accepting Shabbos for this. But the default is it does accept Shabbos for the household. The Ramban, then quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, argues and says that no, it does not accept Shabbos for everyone, for anyone actually, for that matter, even for the woman who lights. Mariv accepts Shabbos for everybody, or Mizmor Shirli Yom HaShabbos, or Shkia, some later event, will accept Shabbos for us. So these, both of these opinions are brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. Lamaisa, okay, so both opinions are brought down. What do we follow? So the Ramah, for the Ashkenazim at least, makes it pretty simple. He spells it out. He says we split. For the woman who lights, we apply the Bahag, that accepts Shabbos for her. So the minute she lights, she has now accepted Shabbos. So practically, if she knows she needs to do a malacha after, if she's going to drive to shul after this, or if she wants to daven mincha after this, which is a weekday thing, not a Shabbos thing, so then she should have in mind, the Ramah says even believe, even internally, she could just have in mind that she is not accepting Shabbos for the lighting of the candles. But for her, we apply the Bahag that it starts Shabbos. For everyone else in the house, says the Ramban, says the Ramah, Aval Shar B'nei Habayis, Mutarim B'malach Ad Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban, we don't accept Shabbos with her lighting. Rather, we are allowed to do Malacha until we say Baruch Hu. So that is the Pesach, at least for the Ashkenazim. For the woman who lights, she starts Shabbos right away. For everyone else, we don't start until later. So based on this, it would come out that we are allowed to, my wife can light Shabbos candles, and I can then light Chanukah candles and have her in mind and be motzi everyone. That is perfectly okay. That being said, I think we know the halacha is, and this is brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Reish Ayin Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says that an Erev Shabbos Chanukah, Malika Ner Chanukah Tchila. We do start with Neros Chanukah, the Achar Kach Ner Shabbos, and then Shabbos candles. But why? Why is that the case? If I just explained according to the Ramah, when my wife lights Shabbos candles, everyone else can still light Chanukah candles and have her in mind and be motzi. So the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, just as a chumrah, just out of deference to the opinion of the Bahag, who I quoted before, who does think that the moment my wife lights Shabbos candles, that accepts Shabbos for the entire bias, for the entire household. Out of deference to that opinion, we start with Chanukah candles and wait to do Shabbos candles after. However, me'ikra din, fundamentally speaking, if one does light Shabbos candles first, 100% you can light your Chanukah candles after. So if there's a miscommunication or mistake or just the timing is off, And let's say in my house, my wife lights Shabbos candles. Before I get around to lighting Hanukkah candles, 100% I'm allowed to and should still light Hanukkah candles after. Because like I said, fundamentally, the Ramah says, when the woman of the house lights the Shabbos candles, that is only an acceptance for her, not for everybody else. And therefore, this notion that I have to light Shabbos candles first is a little bit of a misconception. It is a halacha l'chatchila, but not absolutely binding.